I have been suggesting over these weeks of Advent that this season of Advent is countercultural. It turns upside down many of our world and our culture's practices and opinions, especially this time of year. You may remember we started talking about Advent hearts as opposed to the world's emphasis on the trappings of the Christmas season. I suggested 2 weeks ago that Advent is about some self-reflection on how we might need to change and be refined. Last week, I contrasted the world's quest for happiness, again on the surface generally, with God's kingdom being about something much deeper, joy. And this week I want to talk again about something I think is fairly countercultural in the perspective of Advent, and that is an emphasis on the least and the overlooked and the otherwise rejected. That comes across in both these readings. Micah is referring to Bethlehem as the least among the tribes of Israel and Judah. Reminder that this place where Jesus was to be born was in the middle of nowhere. I mean, Bethlehem is not too far from Jerusalem, so anyone going into that area wouldn't go to Bethlehem. There was nothing in Bethlehem to go to. If you were in that area, you wouldn't waste your time in Bethlehem. You'd go to Jerusalem. Bethlehem is, believe it or not, even more out of the way than Burnsville. A little insignificant, nothing place. Except, it is interesting, it was the birthplace of the greatest king of Israel as well, David. Reminder that God always uses the places we don't expect. Just as God always uses the people that we don't expect, like Mary, a totally insignificant person in the scheme of history, except for this moment. I mean, Mary and Joseph are not rich. They have no power. They're nobodies. And yet God, once again, as God always does, chooses someone totally insignificant. The least. Bethlehem is the least likely place for Jesus to be born, and Mary and Joseph certainly among the least likely people to bear this son. But that's what Advent and Christmas remind us of. They're always about the least. Now, that is good news for us, because who here has not at some point in your life felt like one of the least? Overlooked, rejected. So it's good news for us. This baby to be born is born for us. And yet, there is also a challenge in this idea. You hear that most impressively, I think, in Mary's song. I mean, if you read this song that Mary sings, it's fascinating because she is essentially saying the child I'm going to bear is going to turn the world entirely upside down. Just as I am a young, unwed, pregnant girl, lowly in terms of social status, at the lowest end of the social spectrum, and yet God has lifted me up. So this child to be born will come for all the lowly and oppressed and rejected and overlooked people. But notice she also says what that means is those who are high and mighty and rich and favored by society will be brought down. That's the part we may not like to remember in this song. Because just as each of us can probably remember times, maybe even now, that you feel outcast, overlooked, rejected, least, the reality is every one of us here in this room, in the scheme of the world, are near the top. I mean, we are richly blessed, each one of us. In that sense, we are not the least. We are the most. And there are plenty of people in our world and society who like to walk around making sure everyone knows they are the most. And that's where this gets challenging for us and for them. I'll bet if I pushed a bit, or if you're really honest with yourself, you could think of some people right now, either individuals or groups of people that you kind of look down upon. Maybe because of where they live or what they look like or their profession or their lack of a profession. Refugees or welfare recipients or members of certain religious faiths, that if we're honest, we kind of look down upon. Because that's human nature. The surest way to make yourself feel better about yourself is to cut someone else down. That's how the least get created, by someone else looking down upon them. I invite you to think about who it is you, whether intentionally or unintentionally, look down upon, who you consider the least. It's usually the people that when you hear about them, you think, oh, they don't deserve that. Oh, I'm sure glad I'm not one of them. We humans are so good at this, dividing ourselves. Us, them. That's what Mary is talking about. Those of us who are on the top have some things to be challenged by in the birth of this baby. Because this baby is coming for the least, coming for the refugee and the welfare recipient and the unemployed and those who aren't in church every Sunday. The least. That's who this baby is coming for. So as we are heading into this week, getting ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus, I invite you to ponder a bit those that you consider less. And maybe to reach out to some of them, at least in your prayers, if not in tangible ways. I was thinking along these lines last week as we were caroling at the Bryan Center. And we had, it's already been mentioned in the prayer time, we had a good group of children and adults, about 20 of us, and we made a few stops to go caroling, but the primary place we went was the Bryan Center. And we wandered up and down the halls after singing for Geneva, of course, including Happy Birthday. And I found it both incredibly joyful and yet sobering to see some of these people that are certainly the least, overlooked, hidden away. Some of them may have no visitors at all. We may have been the only good thing that happened to them that day or that week. Even our unorganized, off-key Christmas carols may have... I was only speaking of myself. Chad. And it could be said, oh, that's so insignificant, what we did. We sang a few carols for a few people for a few moments. And yet, to those few people for those few moments, it meant everything. I mean, these people, we'd walk by, and even if they couldn't raise their head off their bed, they still would wave. Sure, we didn't do anything to change the healthcare system in this country. We weren't writing letters or marching or doing anything to make any long-term change to the system that these people are stuck in. But for a few moments, we brought a few rays of light and hope and Christmas joy. Utterly meaningless and insignificant, and yet, for some of those folks, it may have meant everything. Remember that Jesus is the one who said, later in his life, whatever you do for the least among you, you do for me. And so this week, this last few days of Advent before we celebrate Christmas, I invite you to take some time to think about the least. Who in your mind are the least? And how can you reach out to them to let them know, even in some small, seemingly insignificant way, that this child who's coming is coming for them? Think about the least and how you can help make them feel that they are the most. Because that is how we can truly celebrate and honor and welcome this baby who is coming. Amen.